The Ghana Catholic Bishops Conference has expressed confidence that the justices of the Supreme Court handling the 2012 election petition will offer justice to the nation on Judgment Day. The conference says it is hopeful that in discharging this all-important duty, the judges will be guided by God to give the right verdict without fear or favor. The president of the conference, Most Reverend Joseph Osei-Bonsu, who said this at a news conference in Accra, asked Ghanaians to prepare their minds and hearts to receive the judgment in good faith and see it as a victory for Ghana's democracy. He appealed to the winners not to celebrate after the verdict to prevent any provocation. Roslyn Ganyaglo and Harriet Sapon have filed this report.
The president of the conference, Most Reverend Joseph Osei-Bonsu, encouraged the eventual winner to seek ways of building consensus and shared responsibility in tackling unemployment, corruption, and polarization among problems confronting the nation. This, he said, will eliminate the winner-takes-all syndrome in the country's body politic. He made a passionate appeal to Ghanaians to think Ghana first and work together to safeguard the unity and stability the country is currently enjoying.
We call on the leadership of all political parties, particularly the National Democratic Congress, NDC, and the New Patriotic Party, NPP, to accept the court's verdict in good faith and to encourage their supporters to do the same. We appeal to all Ghanaians to be calm before and after the verdict and refrain from provocative actions and utterances that can lead to violence and conflicts. In this way, we will succeed in sending out a clear message to the world that our nation is at peace with itself and that it is a nation whose citizens live together and work together in peace in spite of our differences.
Most Reverend Osei-Bonsu appealed to the media and social commentators to be circumspect in their utterances on the case and use their platforms to encourage reconciliation and peaceful coexistence after the verdict. The security agencies must also maintain peace and order at all times.
As shepherds of God's people, we believe that we have a divine duty imposed on us by our Lord and Master to be the prophetic voice and an instrument of peace in our country and to work with all stakeholders to ensure that Ghana develops in a peaceful environment. To this end, we wish to call on all citizens to continue to pray, work and champion the cause of peace before and after the verdict of the Supreme Court. We on our part assure all citizens that we are praying for our country and all its citizens. We believe that each one of us can and must contribute to greater justice and peace by reflecting seriously on our personal and collective responsibility.
Most Reverend Osei-Bonsu said peace must be cultivated, urging all Ghanaians to come on board in preaching, educating and advocating the cause of peace at all times. The message was read in the various Ghanaian languages.
Roslyn Ganyaglo and Harriet Sapon filed that report.